If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I'm Brian Merkel.
What can we do?
I'm Mike Dre.
And you are...
Oh, I mean, you grabbed your phone.
The love of Pete. Who are you?
Who the hell you know? I mean, they know by now. Sure.
He's going to spell it wrong anyway. So.
Yeah, true that.
You know.
Brian Schleppy.
Does anybody know what today is?
Again.
It's a march.
Oh, yeah. I did, we went over this before.
We did this before.
I have no idea
what that is. We're not even going to go down to Ides of March. We're going to let that one go because that has to do with Caesar and Brutus.
What food day it is.
And all of that stuff. And Caesar's wife says to him, "Beware the Ides of March." And that's the day that Caesar gets killed. Nobody remembers this stuff. You didn't read Shakespeare in high school.
Nobody cares.
Nobody knows. So, that being said, today, still being the Ides of March, it's still the 15th, is National Pears Helene Day. I have no idea.
Pears, like the fruit, the pear?
I imagine it's P-E-A-R-S. Helene, H-E-L-E-N-E Day.
Well, that's a useless holiday.
Well, let's find out what it is. Let's just see what it is. Pears Helene or Pears Belle Helene is a dessert that consists of pears and sugar syrup with various toppings.
Well, that makes
various toppings. That sounds, you know,
that
could be fun.
Blood sugar go high just thinking about it.
I know, right? It's like, yeah, well, so much.
Yeah,
a little extra metformin, please.
Does this come in diet?
Three or four. You know, we got today is True Confessions Day. Do you have any true confessions, Mike?
No, I went to church on the way here.
All right, my system.
Did a bunch of them Hail Marys and Our Fathers, and I'm good.
I'm sure you did. Burst in the flames.
It was getting warm in there.
Dumbstruck Day.
Oh, that's me.
That could be a lot of people in the company.
I was dumbstruck. You know what happened to me? I've never had this happen. And I'm asking you guys if this has ever happened to you with the freaking Maven. I have no idea. I don't know how this happened. I took a different tractor last night because they were working on mine.
First problem is it's the Maven.
Well, I know, but I don't know. I have no idea what to do with it or how to, you know, I said to Nevin, I don't know what happened. I took a different tractor because mine was in the shop. all night long, I'm using, you know, this tractor. It's in my, it, you know, making my DVIR on and everything else.
Let me guess. Stop. It switches the on duty.
No. I pulled into our yard, drove past my tractor, and it switched tractors.
Oh, wow. I never had that happen.
Yeah. It literally came up 2458. And I'm like,
you were coming back?
I was in the yard. I came back in the yard. I had not signed out, had not done. I went to do my DVIR for the tractor that I was in.
I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened.
I'm listening. I'm all ears. That's why I was asking.
Somebody in the supervisor role, not going to name any names.
No, I talked to the person in the supervisor role who was sitting in the office. I actually called him because I said to him, what?
I'm talking about our people that leave at 1 o'clock at night. Somebody probably originally typed in your tractor number first. And then.
Oh, yeah, because I changed tractors because I was in the shop. And
then you changed tractors, but they never deleted it. So when you went by.
But they changed it when they put it in the phone because it did put in.
Right.
They never deleted it
because when you drove by that track, that's when it clicked on.
Yep.
Okay, that's what happened to me out in Washington.
Oh, okay, that's why I was asking. I never had it happen.
I was out in Washington. Well, I want to say I got to Donegal, and apparently the phone switched. It went from your truck to Skrillex's truck, and I didn't know it.
Right.
I get all the way to Washington, ready to go on break. I got my 8 hours. I'm ready to go.
Right.
I said, now how'd this happen? You know, I mean, I was literally on the throttle, full throttle.
Yeah.
From Allentown to Washington. So I asked number one, and he said, oh, I don't really see what's going on here. And then I looked, and I says, well, who changed my tractor?
Right. That's why I called Nevin.
I says, now I'm in. Nevin's not going to know. This is John. John I'm talking to. And he said, I says, the tractor got changed. Who changed my tractor?
Right.
Who changed my tractor in mid swing?
Yep.
I says, I am not in that tractor.
Yep.
That was the tractor where I originally started. And that started the whole ball rolling. Okay. Well, you can't change this. You can't change. Yeah, I'm not changing nothing. Okay. Because I started with this truck.
Yep.
And I'm coming home with this truck. Now, whether a Maven says it or not,
it doesn't matter.
Me no care.
Yep.
Log out at the end of the day, start over again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, and that seems to happen when somebody decides to do an edit, update your manifest, or
doesn't delete the original.
Or put your next trip in. That's what happens.
But and not then you, delete and, the original.
And then you don't delete it. Because when it comes into
makes sense.
Closeness of it.
Yeah.
Because
proximity.
It doesn't even have to be proximity per se. Because when I got out, it happened another night. I didn't have my truck. I had somebody else's again.
Yeah.
And it switched me to my truck. 2232. And we know 2232 has been out of service due to a fuel leak.
Yeah.
A fuel leak.
Irreconcilable differences.
Right.
With the front of a car.
Yeah. And that night it was Spicoli. So I said, Spicoli. What? You might as well get your bingo cards out, people.
Might as well. Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
So I said to Spicoli, I says, why'd you change my tractor? He says, I didn't change your tractor. I says, somebody had to push 4 digits and a letter.
Yep.
I says, because it's coming up. Oh, no, it wasn't Spicoli. It was Ben. Benihana.
Oh, my God. You do need what? Like a bingo. You got to have a list. All right, this is the real name. And then after is the shipper name.
Because I said to him, I says, that truck's out of service. Well, now we're in agreement on that.
Wow.
How is it in service? How am I driving it on the Maven? Right. Could I ask? You know, do tell.
Yeah.
You know,
and
technical support there. What's his name out there in Pittsburgh? The guy who usually helps you with your logs when everything's screwed up. He came in.
Paul Siri.
Paul Siri. you know you're not getting a hold of him.
Nope.
Okay. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Just say, hey, you're not getting a hold of him.
What's shaking?
Go ahead, I'll give you a second. You wake up. I got some questions.
And I, you know, I then addressed the ball to Kyle the next day. He says, well, how'd that happen? I said, I don't know.
That's why I'm asking
but
you.
But I go to him. I says, here's the times. You need to change them. Whatever you got to do.
Work your magic. He says,
I can only edit. Okay, what's the edit? Wrong truck. Oh, that's original. That was it. Certify. I'm done. I don't care.
That's why I said to Nevin this morning. I said, Nevin said, I'll send him an email. There's nothing I can do about it.
I don't think you can edit it when it's driving. They say you can't. Even the supervisor has trouble.
Yeah, they can't. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's driving.
Well, log out, start again tomorrow.
And right.
Yeah. You got your 36-hour restart. That didn't happen.
I said to Nevin, I can't even do a DVIR on. I can't finish out the one that I started.
I looked at it this way. So, I changed the truck physically. You know,
I didn't.
I removed myself from the truck and then I added the truck that I was really driving.
Yeah, you're really in. Yeah.
You know, all nine.
Yeah.
And then I just finished it out that way.
That
was the only way the log would get off from off duty or on duty, not driving.
I said to Nevin, I know. He said, I'll send an email to Kyle and I'll let him figure it out. I said, okay. So I left the truck. I parked it. I'm like, screw it. I can't do anything. I can't do the DVIR. I can't finish anything up. I cannot finish out my log. So leave the truck. And then I signed out.
Today on Hammerlane Legends, we discussed the problems with ELDs.
Yeah. How in the world does this happen? Yeah. I mean, if this can happen inadvertently, you're going to tell me that somebody can't hack these systems and something can't happen. This is the problem I have with modern technology today. This is why I look at this whole situation. I'm like, we're not ever going to go driverless. We might go paperless, but we're not ever going driverless.
Just don't go topless.
Sometimes I do. Because you can't. If that can happen inadvertently while you're in mid-trip,
yeah.
Out to, a 500-mile trip and you're halfway there or, 250 miles because and you're halfway there.
When it jumped from the tractor I was in to my truck that was out of service, I says, boys, look at the location.
Right.
You know, one said Wayne, PA, and the next thing it was Upper Saucon, PA.
Yeah.
I says, because the only way I knew that, I looked at the mileage, and the mileage on the truck I was driving was like 440-some thousand, and it went to 875. And I know my truck's 875.
Right.
I'm like, it switched trucks. How does this happen?
Mine didn't
even switch. With an out-of-service truck.
Mine didn't switch the miles. It wanted me to put the miles in. I said, that's why I said to Nevin, I can't. I don't know what the miles are on on the other tractor.
You shouldn't have to put it in. You weren't driving it.
Right.
But it was asking for the miles. It wouldn't let me sign out without putting the miles in. That's
zero,
why I just,
zero,
that's
zero,
why
zero,
I just, I hit the leave tractor.
Right.
That's it.
Because if you went to
their headache, not mine.
If you went to your log where it's your duty status, where everything was, the mileages should be different.
It came up as the odometer was blank. When that's what I'm saying. When it switched back
to
my tractor.
Drive time you had left though when you got.
Yeah. I could have done a whole other run. I could have gone right back up to Massachusetts and back. Yeah. I could have made twice as much.
My trailer did 500 miles.
Nevin goes to me. Well, you've been using both trucks all night long. You get paid for both miles. That's awesome, dude.
I'm going to fill out another sheet.
Somehow I don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
I said to Nevin, I'm a talented driver. I can drive two tractors at one time. I'm really good. That's the way it is. Pitt, Ohio needs more drivers like me. Right. Stupid. I've never had it happen.
Yeah.
And but it makes sense because when I came in tonight, course, the shop took my tractor to change the EGR cooler or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell them. So they put my name and my tractor in my phone. And then I said to Nevin, my truck's over at the shop. Or not Nevin. I said to Benihana. I said to Ben, it's over at the shop. I need another tractor. Can I take so-and-so's truck? Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And that's when I wanted. And I had to fuel
you got
it.
John the barista.
Yeah.
He's out of a job now because it got warmer out.
It's warmer. I did notice
the cart was gone, the coffee cart.
I didn't even notice until you tonight. It rang a bell now.
The other day I came in and the
that's
coffee
sad.
Cart was gone.
Because now we can't leave them tips. It's rough.
Waterboy's out of a job.
Waterboy's out of a job.
No, pretty soon it's going to be too hot now to do the Gatorade.
I was going
to
say, what's John's nickname? But apparently it's John the Barista, you know. Starbucks John. It's awesome.
You guys sit down one day.
He took his knowledge on the road. He went to East Windsor for
a week. Oh, there you go. Is he back up now?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay.
I seen him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Anyway, it was just one of those problems that I did not know, and I didn't know what to do with
it. I haven't had those problems with the log, but now I have to go through an extra step when I get out of the truck. I have to leave my tractor.
Yeah,
I do that automatically.
Oh, yeah, I always do.
Because otherwise, Bart can get in it, and while my truck, I'm at home with my Maven, it's driving around all day.
And you're logged off and out, and it's turned off.
When you log out, it says leave truck and log off. I was doing that, but every day I come in, I have zero driving because somebody from Uline used it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and it kicked you back in.
Yeah. I was like, how does that even happen? Didn't the other guy notice that? That's my name he's driving under or what?
No, it doesn't even come up. It doesn't even come.
It just
he'll
gives
just
you the miles.
Go on his phone and he's fine.
Yep.
It just adds your miles. It ghost rides.
Yep. Which is why I go when I actually go in, I hit the tractor, hit the connection.
I mean, I go 90 miles a night. When my ETA to Harrisburg, you know, should be an hour and a half. But by the time I get to Harrisburg, it's 3 hours later. I'm still not supposed to be there for another 3 hours. Look at your ETAs when you go.
They keep moving.
Yeah.
It's a moving, you know.
Well, because it's starting you out from like the round trip is what, if you figure it out, I forget. Somebody explained it to me really better than I'm going to try to explain.
I got a one-way trip.
I understand, but the way the computers calculate, it's a round trip from where you are to
all
go
the way to
back
where you're
to
going,
Washington
and then back,
and then back to Allentown. That's how the ETAs are going. So if you're like in Harrisburg, but you left Washington, your ETA now is, you're going to drive back to Washington, then back to Allentown.
But it's a moving goalpost because it by the time you get to Washington, it's telling you you're due in at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not even going to get back at 10 o'clock in the morning if I just, you know, do my drop and hook and wait there for an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah, I just ignored all
that. I do, too.
I don't know.
The only thing I've realized, the only thing I've noticed is that when you first get your message, if you're, you know, like if you're doing a relay, the very first minute,
it's accurate,
if you
right
look
there
at that's the time. That's when. Yep.
You know, you set your watch to that because otherwise,
write that time down and forget it for the rest of the night.
You won't look at it anymore. That's the time that you're doing. I figured that much out.
But yeah, that leaving the vehicle, that bit me in the butt a few times where I come in.
Me too. Yeah.
I was like, well, I can't drive. Yep. I mean, I can't.
I got to go home. See it.
Well, believe me, I wanted to do that a few times. So then they have to call. This is back when I was starting later. So they were able to call Pittsburgh. And then that Pulse here, he's like, he goes in and does some kind of magic.
Yeah.
You know, but even Kyle wasn't able to edit it to where I was able to actually start driving.
They shouldn't have to be able to because that's the simple fact. That's when you're, what's the word I'm looking for? Falsifying a log, electronic log at that point.
But you know, you got to sit closer to your microphone so it picks you up. Sexy.
I don't know. He's pretty loud. I'm pretty sure it's going to pick him up.
It ain't going to pick him up that well because he's talking quietly now, which we're not used to.
But anyway.
But yeah, because it's your federal log, it has to be like there's got to be a, you know, my point is, no matter what, this is why I don't think it's ever going to free at the rate we're going.
Yeah,
no. This should not happen. These are supposed to be it's supposed to be a federally regulated thing.
What are you talking
about? It's federally regulated, but you know.
And so is Doge.
Well, you're talking about that's why they'll never have self-driving to trucks and anything. Well, that's why all the companies are trying to do the AI thing. Where now it's no longer, you're not totally dependent on just the internet connection, or it can think, oh, something went wrong here. It's somebody, the AI. Now, I'm not saying it is, but that's what they're hoping. The AI can figure, okay, we have a problem with this connection. Let's figure out and do this, and it can operate the vehicle safely. That's what they're hoping for. That's why they're all pouring untold amount of some money into these. And do you know how much power AI?
A lot.
They're building these AI centers and stuff near dams so they can pull hydropower because Elon built that giant thing in
Texas.
They're opening
up Three Mile Island again.
That it takes more power to run his I forget what the name of that computer was that's running
Grok.
Grok. No, that's a Twitter.
AI. Or X.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for the learning computers for the Teslas and everything for their self-driving and stuff. Mm. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
But it has more chips than anything else I've ever heard. I mean, and the power that it has to draw. Wow. It's just, it draws more power than big cities wow. to run this AI. And
I mean, it's fascinating stuff. It is. And I love that there's technology. I love, you know, the time we're living in. It's really interesting. And this stuff is really cool.
It's fucking scary, though. Oh, I'm sorry. It's freaking scary, too.
It is freaking scary at the same time. But I actually, when I was homesick, I actually had a conversation with ChatGPT. I actually sitting down, we were talking about history. And I'm like, well, what do you think about, I forget what the question was that I even asked. And it actually talked back to me. Did you know that it'll do that?
Yeah, I
had no idea it would talk back.
The farthest I've gone with is the Apple intelligence on these new phones.
Yeah.
You want to know what I told? I said I want a dancing avocado. And it made me a meme of a dancing avocado. I was like, well, that's cute. Now I no longer need to ever need this again.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm done with it.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty neat. I don't need to go any farther with this.
Well, you know, it's. Is it really meant for guys like us?
No, I don't think so. that's what most of these car companies have spent millions of dollars getting, that you can push a button and say, turn wipers on, turn heated seats on. Most new cars can do stuff like that.
Right.
But they spent all this money. Now they're realizing, well, we can just put AI in. Or a lot of cars come now with Alexa built in.
Oh, really?
So you can say, hey, Alexa, turn on my heated seats. Alexa, turn the temperature to 70 degrees.
Wow.
So they're like,
so we become that lazy.
Pretty much.
So we're actually Demolition Man, aren't we?
It's not a lazy thing. This is what the car companies are saying. It's because everything's going to these effing screens. Like in my car, look at my car.
The big screen.
I only have a screen. So like in your car, after you drive it for a while, you know where the heater thing, you don't have to look down.
Yep.
You know where how to turn the radio down. With these screens, there's no, have to look. You take your eyes off the road and look.
That makes
so
sense.
If they do the voice command,
because nothing is,
no, there's no nothing.
There's
tactile.
No analog.
It's just it's an iPhone. It's a giant iPhone. So you have to look to know what you're touching. Yeah. So that's why they're doing voice controls. Because it's not just Tesla. I mean, all these new cars. Sure. Look inside of any new car.
I mean,
the screens are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, I noticed that when I had one of the Elantra.
Oh yeah,
Hyundai's, for the random one, for the Hyundai. It's all digital. There's no hardware.
Yeah, there's no analog anything in most cars anymore.
When you turn it off, the dash disappears. You're like, well, what the heck? I didn't know it.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while now.
I had a 2001. So in 2001, everything was still hardwired.
Even like some of the analog gauges you see in new cars, they're not analog. It may as well be digital. It may have the little needle that moves and stuff, but there's no wire going like your tachometers on a car. There's not an actual thing going down your transmission to see, you know, it's all digital and stuff. So it's like, that's why everything's going to a screen. Cause it's easy.
Yeah.
They don't have to design a dashboard anymore. They can just, we got a screen, slop it there. There you go. R&D done.
Look at that. We got Mike right in the middle of the screen. That he's pretty.
Him. All you see is shipper's
that
belly.
That way his wife can see him, and she's like, yeah, look at, that's my husband.
You see the brim of his hat and shipper's belly. And I'm in the middle.
Yeah, well, you know. I know, right?
I'm just
clowns
here
to the left of me, jokers to the right.
I'm just here to be the meat in between the Brian sandwich.
Oh, my. Well, we weren't really asking for a lot, were we?
And I wonder why I'm going vegan.
Hey, there you go. You and Al, you can have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome.
I had no idea, but it tracks when you said it. I was like, I haven't seen him in a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I think he's retiring, isn't he?
Yep. Is he?
Yeah, like I think Shipper said April.
Is he old enough?
Who cares?
Apparently.
Well, no.
I move up one.
I tell you, when I was I did the same thing.
Wow.
I used to walk in every day into Rick Schlang. Are you retiring yet? I want that Martinsburg on a Friday night.
Problem is now everybody's about our age. So
yeah, I know.
I think the oldest guy is probably like Mike Gallagher and Bill Rambo.
Yeah, well, Rambo, he's
Mike's the same age.
I think he's 65, right?
No, not Mike Gallagher.
No, Bill Rambo.
No, he's 67.
Oh, so he can retire.
Yeah.
What is he freaking doing?
He's going on 68.
He's still trying for the McKesson.
So
getting
McKesson. He's going to hold out to get McKesson once he gets. He's retiring.
Right.
Yeah. He'll get it. Run it for 2 weeks. Yep. I'm out.
I'm out. Done. Had it. You know, got it.
Kind of like the peer thing. You know. Yeah. Tried it out. Nah, not really. Goldilocks went back.
I know all that time he spent, you know, the getting the Twit card and everything else. Yeah. And he like, does it for a little bit.
Yeah. That's why I don't do nothing. I don't want to try nothing new. But it took me a long time to get to East Granby. I don't even get it.
That's the newest thing I tried in 2020 when they said, hey, we're going to be running up to Sutton, Massachusetts. And I was like, I don't know. But I mean, I was like, I'm doing Washington's now. I was like, and then I found out that the biggest thing was Friday night.
Yep.
They're closed. I was like, they can't do anything.
Nope.
They can't screw me
straight
around.
Straight up, straight back.
I love that. I was like, sign me up. So I was the first one to go up to Sutton. And I was like, I wanted that run all the time then. During the week, it kind of stinks because you get out late from our end.
Yeah.
But going up there, I was dropping in the yard, and half an hour later, you're out the door going home. And you can't go anywhere else.
No. You get freight coming back, but that's about it.
First, I went up there day one, first time we're doing anything up at Sutton. I come in there, and they go, who are you? I'm from Pitt, Ohio. I don't know.
And you tell me.
I was like, where do you want this load? He goes, I guess in the yard. They didn't know who it was. They didn't know why I was there.
Wow.
And I said, do you have any freight for me? He goes, I don't know. I get a half an hour down the road. I'm just about ready to get back on 84.
Yeah.
I get the phone call. So I pull over. It's what's his face in the office in Allentown? Ron.
Ah.
Maynard, he just retired. And he's like, how far away from Sutton are you? I said, oh, I'm a good half an hour, you know.
Right.
I figure about a half an hour. He goes, do you have time to go back? And I
nope.
No, I maybe could have pushed it, but I was like, no. He goes, oh, they had a trailer there. I said, I asked three different people, and they didn't even know who I was. They didn't know what Pitt, Ohio was. So I was like, okay, I guess that'll be picked up tomorrow.
Not my monkey.
Like, they had no idea what
tomorrow we were. Night's another night.
Yeah. I was like, well, this is going to be an easy run. Take a load up, grab an empty, go home.
But my first time going out to Sutton, I went in, and I saw the one guy, Andy, and he gave me a paper that had their phone number on it. And he said, you just call. When you come up, you call that number, and I'll tell you what door to put your trailer in.
No.
I was like, all right. I got no problem with that.
He gave me a sheet, and he highlighted, like, they want all, or at least they did. They wanted all of our loads in the middle of the building.
Yeah, that changed.
Oh,
yeah.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah, they didn't. Scotty had a problem with that whole situation, because that's what they told him when he started going up.
Yeah.
But then this other guy decided he wanted to have not my monkey, not my circus. If that's his thing and that's his shtick and he wants the power, power to you, bro. I'll do whatever you want me to do. You tell me what you want. But, because he would just drop it in one of those middle doors. He's like, well, just put it in it. And so that's what I did the first time I went in. And that's when he said to me, oh, no, here, you just call this number and I'll tell you what door to put it in when you come up.
Whatever. All right. Whatever. Yeah. That works for me too. Yeah. As long as I know what to do. I don't care. I'll play by your rules. Just let me know what the rules are.
Give me the parameters, right, Ship?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter to me. I'm flexible because I'm a truck driver.
You have to be flexible. I have a t-shirt and everything that says that.
Yes. Me too.
I have to be flexible.
It's helpful. You know, it reminds me. You're flexible, Brian. Be flexible.
Yep. I found a whole bunch of, for years, I'm there like 28 years.
Yep.
I found a whole bunch of t-shirts because I used to buy two.
Yep.
I don't know why. I said, well, I'm just going to say, well, I'll use one now, use it up, and I'll just put another one. So for years, I was taking all these t-shirts, putting them in this dark corner of my closet that I never saw again.
Yeah.
And like a year ago, I'm like, what?
You go through them all.
I have like 10 shirts. I'm like, these are brand new. I have the 25th anniversary. I had two 25th anniversary t-shirts. Well,
maybe put it up on eBay and get $250 for it.
Ooh, I could sell them on eBay. You mean somebody would pay for Pitt? I know it's Pitt, Ohio. Of course they're going to pay for them. You know, but
I don't think there's much of a market for that out there.
No, are you sure?
In 2XL,
I actually, it really makes you feel bad when you actually go back and you start looking at them. You're like, I used to wear a large.
Oh no, I've
haven't been a large for a while.
I came into this fat. I'm going to go out fat. I have the same shirt size I was when I started.
It's
pants size got a little wider, but. All right, I've always been just
sexy,
big, a whole lot of sexy.
Meat in the middle.
About it, it's meat in the middle.
It's a thick sandwich.
I've never been called bread before, but hey, first time for everything.
White toast.
Ooh, I don't eat white toast.
Oh no,
whole wheat.
whole wheat.
Well, yep, got to have the fiber.
Low glycemic index.
That's correct, sir. That is. I don't even know how low glycemic index that is, but it's not.
If it tastes good, don't eat it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's about the size of it. It really is about the size of it, right, Chef?
It tastes gross. Yeah, this is probably healthy.
Yeah. Although I do like avocados, and they say they're healthy.
They're high in fat, but they say it's a good fat.
That's why I want to wash them.
This is a good fat.
I'm a good fat too. So I've been working on it for a while. So
yeah, you don't get a body like this overnight.
No, sir. Well, actually, you do. Working the way we do, yes.
Overnight.
I don't do much overnight, but what I do, I'm really good at it.
That's why we're drinking unleaded soda.
But they actually say that's as no far as like weight either. Gain. As far as weight gain, the diet soda gets you fatter than the regular soda.
Yeah, that's what they say. That is true.
Well, I should just start mixing it with bourbon.
There you go. If the liver's
make it more
bad,
interesting.
It can't...
Why ruin the bourbon, dude?
No, with regular soda then at that point, because, well, you know, what the hell we need to...
At that point, carbs are carbs, bro. That.
Load them up. Load them up and let me go.
Yeah, driving a truck is not the health.
It's not.
It's not good for you.
No, you have to work.
Yeah, you really have
trying to stay healthy.
And it's for me, it's not even eating the bad food. It's just the lack of
exercise.
You know, in the summertime, I do better because, you know, you got more. Well, for you, we don't mow the grass anymore. Yeah. But I mean, I mow the grass. I got always, you own a house. Well, something's always breaking.
Even if you go for a walk. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's nice out.
I go for a walk every day from my car to my house. Yeah, damn right.
Yep, I know. I feel the same way. Wintertime, I ain't going outside to go for a walk.
I have a treadmill at the house, so
yeah,
I can walk.
Too.
I walk on it.
You know, trying to
walk right by it every day.
Yeah. Walk up behind it, stand on it. Not running out, no.
You Joe, turn it on. Let it run for a while. I don't know. The treadmill says I did 10 miles today.
Although the step counter on my phone said absolutely nothing. It's not registering. I don't get it, Doc. I don't know what's going on.
I'm all excited. I have the steps on my watch. Yeah. If I get home early in the afternoon, I'll go on the treadmill for an hour. And
that's what I should do.
I bumped that 10,000. You're supposed to get 10,000 steps a day.
10,000 steps.
Oh, on the watch, I have it set up that it does a little party thing. I'm like, I'm a winner. Then I go eat some more.
Yeah.
I did good. Yeah,
I wonder if you attach that to the wheel of your tractor with the rotation, would that make a step?
It's a good question.
It's 500 miles a night. That's a lot of stepping.
A lot of stepping.
Says I lost 1 million calories today.
Pull over and get yourself a burger.
I should weigh 5 pounds.
675,000 steps today.
Holy Moses. I get on the treadmill for a half an hour. I'm like, it's only like 3,500 steps. I'm like, not right. Cause I don't walk fast.
Well,
I don't do much of anything fast.
Now, my wife is tall, so I'll give her that. But I walk next to her. She is like, she says, well, I'm just walking. And
she's
I'm like
a giraffe.
I'm like trying to, I'm half jogging to stay up to her.
She takes one step and there's Mike Reese running to beat the band.
I'm taller than her. I should have a bigger stride and everything.
Right.
But here's me and the dog behind trying. I'm like dragging the dog and we're trying to keep up with her. It's like, I'm just walking here.
And your dog's about that tall. So his legs are like that.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, no wonder he's so little.
Poor dog saying, you know, the house is back this way.
Well, he's getting older now, so now we have to take the stroller. My wife bought him a cheap stroller. He'll walk, and then when he gets tired, we throw him in the stroller, and I say, here you go. Give it to my wife. That actually slows her down. I guess the resistance slows her down a little bit.
You and the dog can sit in there.
Get me a bigger
home,
one.
Home, Jane.
All right, let's go for a walk, hon. I'll be sitting up here petting the dog. She just pushes down the road.
You fit a cooler on the back there. That way you get
a
six pack.
I'm open a beer. That'd be good in the neighborhood. Me just sitting in the butt, waving to the neighbors as my wife pushes me back.
Yep, I'm not here comes Mike yet. The drunk again.
That'd be a nice image.
Picked him up on the corner, brought him home.
His skinny, tall wife.
But she walks so fast. And she's like, when we used to go out, we were in our younger days, we used to cruise all the time.
I love those words. I never thought I'd hear myself say those words in my younger days.
We used to go on cruise ships all the time. And if you ever been on a cruise, you know, if it's sailing, the ship does move. It's not like, you know, you're not like rocking.
It's not Gilligan's Island, but
yeah, it's not iceberg dead ahead.
My wife's in 6-inch heels, has a few in her, so she's walking straight as an arrow. I can't keep up with her in the heels, and she's just going down, you know. I don't know how this woman does it. I can't.
How women do it.
Well, yeah, the heel
you can't keep up with her with your heels or what?
No, they hurt my feet. I just want to look sexy.
You can't step on his toes like that.
They make my calves look so strong.
They do. I've seen the muscles.
Yeah, I don't know how women walk in heels anymore.
Not at all. I'm like, that's crazy.
I bought a pair of work boots and you know what, the loggers with a heel like that.
They don't do it for us. That they are not wearing heels because men think they're sexy. They're wearing heels for other women.
Well, yeah, that's
the reality. Well, because you know what? I don't care what you're wearing on your feet. I don't care how
I'm
much
trying to get you out of all
care.
That.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care what you're wearing. It's like, yeah, we're good.
Take your hammer and knock the heels off. They are flats.
Yep, enjoy.
Well, yeah, they buy these expensive bags and all that stuff. They aren't doing that for men. Nope. I don't notice that crap.
No. I 100%.
I only know the type of purse my wife has because I pay for the damn thing. And Alex, Michael Kors is a big one she likes. And it's like, do you like the bag? I don't know. It looks like the same one at Walmart for $12, but is whatever.
If you say it's good.
Yeah, well, we'll go with it. You're happy, I'm happy. Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, there put the purse in the closet. That way you don't get it dirty. Just use the Walmart bag.
That's exactly Yeah, yeah. I got one of those weird texts last night. I'm
sorry. I dialed the wrong number. The wrong number.
Please do tell
somebody in Sao Paulo, Brazil, was trying to log into my Apple account.
Oh, all right. Geez.
And I'm like, what? And I'm driving. How am I? What am I supposed to do?
This is a mercy.
Pull over. I changed
your password. I had to change my password. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
I get that crap every once in a while, too.
That's the kind of crap. What a terrible world we live in where people are trying to steal. It's my Apple account. What are you going to do with it?
Well, if you get the Apple account, you can get your Apple ID. You can get your credit cards
on
there.
My phone and,
That's why you don't put a credit card on your phone, just because you can wave your phone at the thing.
Freaking convenient, though.
Is it?
I use Apple Pay for everything.
I don't have any. I have my banking app on my phone. Into my banking app?
Yeah. Well, no, not from there. But like if you put a credit card on your phone, you use the Apple Pay. I use it with my watch. Double click and then do it. And it doesn't even use your credit card number. So it's more secure than using
somebody in Brazil is using this?
Well
they aren't because I stopped them.
Well, and it wasn't the Apple ID thing. Yeah. We use Apple ID for everything. My wife, she doesn't even, a lot of times she doesn't carry a purse and she'll use her phone to pay for it. I'm a fruit.
I've said there, peeps.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Okay.
You are
another one. Another one that Phil Grammer there.
His list going. That's not my husband.
But my wife was laughing. The last episode we do it, Gary was in here and I was poking for the head. My wife, she said she had tears coming out her eyes. She was like, oh, that was so good.
Oh, that's funny.
I said it was fun.
Ask her if the insurance on you is paid up. You were almost going out that door over the rail.
Oh, that's freaking funny, dude. That is really hilarious. So, you know, it's just the way life is. You know, I don't think we ever finished the freaking intro. If you have a crazy and wild story you'd like to show us from the road, go ahead and contact us at hammerlanelegends@gmail.com. That's hammerlanelegends@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Buy me a coffee.
In my head, I'm like, I got to remember to, you know, because we got to circle back around, you know, me and Peppermint Patty or Tootie, whichever
this
one that was.
This is why I said right at the beginning, do the whole thing. Nope, we'll just get it in there on the way.
He's such a party pooper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You feel me, bro?
Bringing me down, man.
He is bringing me down. Come on, Bruce, don't bring me down.
Yeah.
A little bit of a yellow there, huh? Yeah.
Don't bring me down. My wife gets a kick out of all your 80s, right? Because she's an 80s girl, too. She's like, I know that song. She gets them all.
Love it.
The older movie references, not so much. That's but the right. songs, she's like, oh, yeah.
She'll probably get the Ides of March, though. She's a smart person.
Well, maybe. I should.
I heard the term. That look on your face, that, because I said smart.
She's on, like, my level. Me and her, that's why we work so well together. We're, like, if I'm dumb, she's dumb in the same area. So it's like, that's why we work good together.
More gooder.
Darn badge more gooder than the other one. That's 100%. Less gooder.
100%. That's fantastic. Well, you know what? It's good to know your limits. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, no, limits, I said it all the time.
Limitations, yeah. Right? Well, right? Is that what you're going to say, Chip?
I said that all the time.
A little bit of Clint Eastwood going on.
You got to know the limitations and parameters.
You got to know the statute of limitations, too.
Yes, you do. It's very helpful, especially if you're flying on somebody's jet.
I'm not on the passenger list, am I?
No. It's amazing. You know, that jet doesn't crash. Everything else does.
That's a good point. But he's dead anyway.
No. He didn't kill himself, but.
Are you sure? I don't know. They said he did. So
I don't know. Pete Diddy's still around. He apparently has a lot of dirt on a lot of people. So.
Yes,
he hasn't committed suicide yet.
The nice thing about not making any money is that, you know, who's going to sue me for?
Yeah, that's true. Allegedly. Just say allegedly.
Allegedly before everything.
Allegedly, he diddled some kids. But allegedly.
Allegedly, this is Hammer Lane Legends, but I'm not confessing to anything.
The opinions and views of the host aren't
of everybody on this show may not necessarily be those of Hammer Lane Legends
or Merkle Media. Yeah, get the phone call from
I got opinions, but
the overlord. So, excuse me, this is our lawyer.
You gotta have a conversation.
I would like to apologize for everything that I have said.
Like the View, we're doing a friggin' retraction every other day. You know?
Well, when you say a bunch of lies and BS, that's what's going
to
happen.
We have to read a retraction. No kidding.
See, we got Ritter on. Well, she's not on The View anymore, but Rosie's moving to Ireland.
Oh, she already moved. She's there. Yeah. I saw a video of her today. She's
all going to miss her so much. I know. The country has lost a treasure.
Our loss is their gain, I guess, you know.
Her, DeGeneres, and Garth Brooks. Goodbye.
Garth Brooks leave too.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, fantastic.
Him and the Trish took off to Ireland.
Him and
also.
The Trish.
I would have thought he was more Republican than.
No.
Yeah, he's very.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, teach their own.
Whatever.
Boo.
You do you, boo. Yep. You want to move to another country? Go over. Like,
I'm not going to lose any sleep.
What's your face went over to Britain? Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, yep.
She went to Britain and she was there, 3 weeks in her. Either house burned down or flooded or something. I was like, things are going good for you over there, huh?
Apparently, they don't want you either.
Which house flooded? Which house burned?
I don't know. Well, right. Yeah, no, the one she's living in over there, I think it was a flood or something.
Because if the one in California, you know, flooded, might have saved her house from burning. Just spitballing.
All right, we got good news and bad news. Your house flooded.
And then it burned.
But that
but we
kept
dried
it from burning.
Everything out.
Your house flooded with gasoline, and then it burnt down. I don't know. What can I say?
Holy crap.
I think to myself, and this is my own opinion, and I'm entitled to it. If you're that narrow-minded, that pedantic, go ahead and move. Do whatever you got to do. America's still going to be here in 4 years when Donald Trump is no longer present. That's
the politicians
just the way it is.
Over there, the same as over here. There's two sides. Most countries over there are two sides.
Yeah.
Conservative, you know. Sometimes
a couple of them are a little obtuse, but.
Look at the word.
Look at the big brain on Chipper. At least he read a big word.
Can he spell it?
He used a thesaurus.
I don't know. I think it's so stupid. You know, it's just if
I got to give him credit, though, that everyone always says, I'm leaving the country if this person gets it.
At least they did.
They did. So
100%. You're right.
Your props there.
You know, if that's what you want to do, you do you. I don't care.
It's like all the people, you know, protesting the Teslas and stuff. 5 years ago, Elon Musk was the savior of the, you know, he's going to give us electric cars. And now because of the way his political views are. Oh, now he's evil. We have to destroy his. They're shooting at his dealership.
It's ridiculous.
And setting Cybertrucks on fire, setting cars up. They're burning superchargers. Who does that hurt? That's not going to hurt Elon.
No.
That's all insured. You know, he's like, all right, well, we can take that car off our books. We're going to get paid from the insurance company for that.
Yeah. It's just
children acting up.
The sad thing is that we live in a country now where if you don't have my opinion on everything, then you're a hater. You hate me and you're a Nazi and you're everything under the sun, but a human being. And I just don't get that. It's like, I never thought that. I mean, I don't understand people who voted for Joe Biden and I have no problem. You vote for, that's okay. You vote the way you want to vote. I'm just saying, I don't understand it. Just like you look at me and you say, I don't understand how you could vote for Trump. I don't really care. I'm not asking you to understand it. I'm just saying, I respect your right to do whatever you want to do. Respect mine.
Yeah, but on the flip side of it, people like Trump and Elon don't do themselves any favor by Elon going on and doing it. I'm throwing my heart out. No, dude, right. You know exactly. He didn't know what good. He was doing, and I know he's a little on the spectrum there. Right. So maybe he didn't understand what he was doing. But come on, any sane person, you know, that was a Sig Heil. And even if that's not what you meant, you're giving them fuel. Right. And Trump does the same thing. Just learn to shut up a little bit.
But they need to stop being so sensitive about everything.
I get that.
Because you could fall in line with everything that they want you to do, and they'd still complain about you. They'd still be upset about Donald Trump. And because here's the thing. This is what I said to Michelle. I'm sitting there watching some of these stupid news reels this morning, like on CNN. And I said to Michelle, it seems like they haven't learned that more than 50% of this country voted for Donald Trump. Yeah. And you're still doing the same stupid bull crap you were doing 4 years ago.
Well, they don't have any other playbook.
They haven't learned anything.
They don't have any other playbook.
There's no, right.
It's just,
and they're losing viewership left and right. And you know what? More power to you. If you're going to lose viewership, I have no problem with that. Have at it. Have a good time. Well, you've got your base of 5 or 10 people.
It's just, I don't understand the whole thing. We had to put up with the last 4 years with Biden.
Yeah, we put up with all the bull crap.
We bitched and we moaned and we complained. Yep. And we hate. We're not about burning stuff because somebody.
But we did have our insurrection.
Oh God!
Yeah, because an unarmed insurrection is going to get a lot done. Yeah, you know?
You mean the tour of the Capitol?
Yes, the Capitol police helped them open the doors.
The
and
unscheduled
walk around.
Tour of the Capitol.
Yeah, I've found that to be
if you went into the Capitol that day and you weren't supposed to, you should get in trouble.
Yeah, I have no problem.
But you
with
shouldn't
that.
Do in 22 years.
No. In solitary confinement, because you walk through the Capitol building.
And yet, if you're an illegal, you can go out and rape a girl, get put in jail. 24 hours later, you're out on the street.
Yeah,
I don't.
It doesn't
compute. That's where they lose a lot of people. That's why Trump won.
Yeah,
you know, you're just, I don't know. I get so pissed off, and frustrated at it. And then my wife hate watches The View. And wants to tell me she gets a kick out of it. I don't find it funny.
Yep.
Anthony Cumia, who's now on broadcast radio again, if you want to, from the Open Anthony show.
Okay, Open Anthony, yeah.
He's doing a show at WABC out of New York, AM station.
Yeah.
You can, if you have a podcast app, you can type in Anthony Cumia. And Sunday nights, he does a show. Oh, a little political, but a little comedy.
Right, yeah. I'm a little political.
But, I mean, I forgot where the hell I was going with that. I got stuck on Anthony.
The View.
Oh, The View. He plays clips of The View. There you go. Thank you. I didn't need a reset.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just hit it. Oh, there it is. Okay. The record was skipping. But he plays The View and then complains about it. I get so pissed off. My wife.
I can't deal with them.
Do you know what Whoopi said? Do you know what
care.
This?
She's an idiot.
She's the only one. And the Joey Behar. I don't know who the other ones are. It's like she said this and she said that. And then I hear my wife will play it for me or Anthony will play it on his show. And it's like a diatribe, and you could tell
the most obnoxious thing.
It's this whole little speech. You could tell they sat in front of a mirror and went over this to fine tune it and say just the right thing. And then the people in the audience are going, yeah,
that's the thing I can't understand.
And they said nothing that was worth anything.
No.
If you're half of a
kind of like this show.
Yeah. Kind of
at times.
The show about nothing. Seinfeld.
Yeah. Boom, boom. We should get that little music.
that might not be royalty free.
That'd be an infringement.
That would be an
copyright.
Copyright infringement.
YouTube would say you can't do that. Which all right,
take down
you.
All their shows.
Yep.
Demonetize them. No, you can't do that.
Go ahead.
I dare
you. Who do you think I am, Joe Rogan? Yeah. But I live my political life in this morass of. Look, you do you and it's okay.
Morass.
Yeah. It's like a.
Please explain.
A morass is like a swamp.
Morass?
Swamp. Swamp
this morass. This morass is stinky.
I don't care what you do. You vote the way. I don't care. I don't. I'm not. It's like all these pronoun people.
Don't.
I don't care about your pronouns. No, I don't. I don't even care. I don't care about your pronouns. I'm not here. I don't know you. You're not my friend. We're not pals. We're not buddies. We're not friends. I'm not going to friend you on Facebook. I don't care what your pronoun is when I walk into the store. All I care about is where are the beans.
This is what
that's what I care about.
This is what I care about. Let's get the kids in grammar school to pass grammar.
Yes.
If they're young enough to pick their pronouns, but they don't know what a pronoun is, then how can they be picking them?
Yes. They're too young to pick a pronoun.
Right.
I agree. That's where I'm at with it. It's like, I don't care. I don't care about your pronouns.
What's a pronoun?
It's a professional noun. Pronouns.
Oh.
Didn't you know that?
I did.
It's a professional NBA.
Did
players.
You ever watch Conjunction Junction?
What's your function?
Conjunction Junction. Oh, God. And then what's that? I don't want the bill.
I am just the bills. Non-Capitol Hill.
And that's another rail we saw.
Yes, sir.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, just grab the third rail.
At least we learned something.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, that's Schoolhouse Rock. We learned something. Not like today. Well, they learned stuff today.
Yeah, alternative history and stuff that never happened.
You can pick your bathroom and, it's
you
crazy.
Pick your nose.
You can pick your nose. Wait a minute. You can't pick your friend's nose. Well, you could if you want to, but.
I can go in the girls' bathroom. Ooh,
I know. Right?
I'm a woman.
Yep.
I got to go pee.
Look, I get it. People, you do whatever you want to do. You're free to go to hell if that's what you want. That's just where I'm at with most of it anymore. And I know it sounds like I don't mean to sound callous. I'm just like, look, you do you, boo. It's all right. Because
on that vein where everything is like woke, and do you ever watch the TV show Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland?
No.
It was on, I don't know, one of the networks for 2 years. And then it got canceled and Netflix picked it up.
Hmm.
And Netflix did a 10-run season 3.
Okay.
First two, really good. Good show. I was entertained by it. My wife and I just got done watching season 3.
Yeah.
They, in 10 episodes, they managed to cram in every woke transgender.
They crashed a plane.
Gay.
they how did the whole LGBTQ.
Everything.
2A thingy.
Pharmaceutical companies, how bad they are for people, how bad capitalism is. In a 10 episode, I was just watching this. I love the first two seasons, and my wife is just like, I don't like the season.
What happened?
Yeah,
it was so good.
Where'd they go?
This is garbage.
Unlike, I got all this advice from different people that I knew. What? Was it Black Mirror?
Ooh. That's hard.
I watched episode 1 and I got so mad that anybody would think that I would find having sex with a pig interesting.
Okay.
I was literally livid about it. I'm like, that was the most disgusting. I would never.
Okay, with I'm going to go here. Everything tastes better with bacon.
Oh, geez.
That was one of those shows that just.
Shows with Black Mirror. I don't ever watch the whole thing. If you take certain episodes, they're all like standalone for the most part.
People have time to watch TV.
Well, that's why I don't watch the whole thing.
Time.
And I get home really early now.
Rub it in, why don't you? But anyway, saying about Black Widow.
If you take certain episodes, they're not all like
and
that.
And I know my thought was, how could you make that your very first episode? That
shock.
Is so off-putting that you're like, you know what? I would never watch your show again because it was so disgusting.
Well, it's kind of like how the election went this year. Some people voted like for him, some people didn't.
Well, that's for you, but most people go, what the hell is it? What are they going to do next week? I got to tune That's what they're hoping for.
It's
the same
totally
reason Howard Stern got so popular.
That's true.
What's going to
do tomorrow?
Yeah, I got to see what this idiot's going to do tomorrow. Right. That's awesome. You know, I was like,
but the thing is like, with Howard Stern, back then you couldn't see it. It was just on the right, but it was just on the radio. And where this is like visual, I'm like watching, I'm like, no, you didn't.
I just got done. I went for a club sandwich. What's a bit?
Because it just, I don't know. It was just.
Give me a BLT.
It was just so weird to me. And it just, it's so. It's
I don't know
so
if I ever watched the first episode. I can't.
Yeah. I mean, I never watched any episodes after that. Not that my one opinion is going to make any difference to Netflix. It's like, so what? So Brian doesn't watch. Oh.
Did you ever go? You said you're going to watch the new Roadhouse on Prime.
I did watch it.
What'd you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was really, Michelle and I both sat and watched it.
It was entertaining.
Like, but it was actually really good. Yeah, I don't know it was fun to watch.
I don't know if it was a Oscar winning movie, but it was entertaining.
No, but it was fun to watch. I mean, I had a blast watching it. I started it. I got like a third of the way through. Michelle came home from grocery shop and I said, hey, you want to watch this movie? I'll start it over again. That was good. I actually started over.
I want to see Conor McGregor and more stuff. Character that he played there.
I mean, he was a horrible actor, but it was funny. Good. It was. I thought it was great. It was a fun movie to watch. I was like, yep, this is not going to get an Oscar. This is not even, not an Emmy, not nothing. This isn't even a People's Choice Award. You know, this is like,
The original Roadhouse wasn't good.
I never saw the original one with Patrick Swayze.
You never saw it?
No, I never watched it.
It still holds up today as a really bad movie, but you can't stop watching it.
That's how this was. I do like Jake Gyllenhaal, or Gyllenhaal, however you say his name, whatever it is. I liked him. I thought he was good in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it was he played the part well.
Yeah,
this kind of drifter who drifts into town, and the first
one follows a similar premise with Patrick Swayze as Jake Gyllenhaal, and everything. It is just cheesy and stupid, but you just can't stop. My wife likes that.
Yeah,
the old Roadhouse.
I'll have to watch that one. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah,
they drive a monster truck through a car dealership, and
that's awesome.
You know? Like that's fun. Doesn't make any sense in the scheme of things.
It's like watching Over the Top with the kids, you know, when they were kids. It was like cheese, but yeah, it was fun to watch.
I thought that's an arm wrestling movie.
Yeah, so with Sylvester Stallone.
He's driving down the road in his truck.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do in the truck.
Yeah,
trying to get his arm strong.
But yeah, I thought it was a really good movie. I had a great time watching it. I watched it a couple of times when I was like homesick.
This is the movie recommendation portion.
I know, right? This is Siskel and Ebert. Is that Siskel? Siskel?
No, they're both dead now anyway.
Are they both dead?
I am pretty sure.
Oh,
One got the cancer that had to remove part of his jaw, I think. And
wow, I didn't know that. Made me think of that. I saw Adelaide Reinhardt. From Cincinnati. The Cincinnati driver whose son has cancer.
Yeah.
He showed me a picture. His son's cheek is really... Wow. That's where the cancer's at, in his jaw.
That's where it's like a softball size, they said.
But he said it's as much on the inside as it is on the outside. It's like this huge thing. I'm like, crap.
How do you even eat like that? Like,
I know. I felt so bad for him.
That's rough.
It really is. And I just wanted to remind everybody that the
GoFundMe.
The GoFundMe is out there for him. And, if you think about it, just go look for it. You can go into the show notes
for that episode
about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was.
Jason can drop it in this show notes, too.
I'll mention it to him, see if we can drop
Chuck.
It in.
Chuck can drop it in.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck. Fred, we just changed names with the AI.
I have to write this down.
You know, he just spells Jason, it weird. So,
yeah. Chuck.
It's Jason with a Y. Oh, sorry about that. Yep, good thing.
Oh, you're
Oh well, they worked.
They did.
But it just made me think of that, and I thought about it. I said to him, I wanted to make sure we mention it again today, or on the show again.
Yeah, definitely.
Today, but because it's rough. It's really rough. Didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but
yeah, now you brought us all down.
It was quiet.
I guess we could talk about something with trucking. I was telling you before the company that it's called Range Energy, and what they're doing with the trucks. Yeah. Instead of everyone going after electrifying the tractors, they're electrifying the trailers, putting a big old battery on your trailer and an electric axle that helps propel the truck down the road, slow it down, take over some of the load. And
does that diminish the amount of weight that the trailer can actually pull, or
the e-axle and the battery, the whole thing weighs $5,000.
To
take away the other axle, it may be like, I don't know, 4,000, 4,500 pounds. Maybe it'll lower your thing. But what you're making up for is it can double and triple your fuel economy on a diesel truck.
That is crazy.
And like double your range on an electric tractor if you have that. So I just found it very interesting that they're able to do this.
I would imagine like in the LTL business, you're not, most of the time you're not hauling anything that is,
super heavy,
even maxed out, you're not hauling anything that's maxed out for the most part.
Well, yeah, we are.
I mean, we're not P-Jacks,
There used to be 54,000 pound trailers because I used to load them. Son of the Muskegon.
Well, just take that bill out of the stack and nobody knows what's in there.
But it, no, that
it was all on the fifth wheel plate too.
Amazing. Well, it seems to be how some of these terminals load.
Uh-oh. Late breaking. We interrupt this regularly scheduled program. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a recall.
For food and drugs.
On
please say it ain't my Viagra.
bottles of International Delight Cinnabon Creamer and International Delight Hazelnut Creamers.
Oh, no.
They are recalled. So
good thing I didn't buy
due
this
to the
morning.
Fact of spoilage and illness with the use of this product.
Well, thank you, sir, for that update.
There you
update.
Go. So
fantastic.
Just drink the coffee black.
It's good to know that our...
we now return you to the regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Public service announcement.
We do it all. Of course, by the time this one goes out, everybody will be over.
If you already drank it, you're already dead. Yeah, don't matter. Man,
don't worry about it. You're good.
Either dead or you're still sitting on the toilet.
And if you're not, just consider yourself lucky.
Thanks for looking.
Yep.
I thought that creamer tasted tangy. I don't know.
That reminds me of buy me a coffee.
Maybe not just so much a lot.
Buy me the coffee, the creamer.
Keep the creamer. Just use some allulose to sweeten it, please.
Allulose? That's specific.
Yeah, well, you know, it's supposed to be the newest.
It's a sugar substitute?
Yeah, sugar substitute. That actually doesn't affect your blood sugars at all.
Oh, really?
And, it's supposed to actually help lower them.
What else does it do to you, though, on the other end? There's always a...
Gives you a third arm in 6 weeks.
Yeah, my sugars are really low, but something's wrong with my testicles.
Explosive.
Yeah.
I have a strange rash in my nether regions.
Is this one supposed to be that big?
My underwear don't fit no more, but my sugars are low. There's always something that sounds good on TV. It's like,
yeah, thanks for listening.
As is with most artificial sweeteners, they can have an effect on your gastrointestinal areas.
Oh, yeah, low blood sugar by farting up a storm.
Or explosives, you know, explosive diarrhea.
Yeah,
you know,
at least everything's
just regular.
Flowing through.
That's right. Everything is open. Don't worry about it.
205 out by 218.
Sugars can't go up. Your body doesn't have time to do nothing with it. It just goes right out.
And it drags everything with it.
You know? Twinkie in. 5 minutes later, Twinkie out.
Twinkie out. Yeah, it is.
All ready for that colonoscopy.
Go figure.
Twinkie come out floating. Okay, we made it.
Yep.
Log flume.
All them wonder drugs. They have dancers and singers on, and then right at the end of the commercial, this may cause severe death. And I don't know, man. This doesn't sound so good.
You
know,
if you're allergic to it, may cause death.
Are there
death.
Different stages of death? Severe death? Isn't death just death?
Allergic to bullets, too. That caused death.
How do you know if you're allergic to it? Oh, you die. Whoops. I know. It's like, you know, and it. Have you noticed the people in the commercials for these things?
It depends on what it is. They're always like, dancing and singing.
Yeah, the what is it? Jardiance. Jardiance.
The little pill with the big story.
Apparently
to tell.
It's not doing any good.
Yeah, they're a bigger chunk of people.
That's my point. I'm like, what in the world? I mean, I'm a big chunky guy, but I'm not dancing around in a commercial that says take our pill.
It's a little pill with a big story to tell.
It is a little pill. It has a big story to tell.
You're and if right. you the all the stuff that people are taking now, it's supposed to be for diabetic, but
the Ozempic stuff.
Ozempic
and
stuff. Read the list of side effects.
I know, right?
Like,
and people are willing to take a shot.
I think I'll just be fat. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's healthier.
I think so.
I'm not trying to be a trendsetter, but you know, whatever.
Look at you being a trendsetter. Look at you being on the inside. Yeah. He's got the inside track.
Any outside.
That's like the girl who's the track girl. Did you see that? The baton layer?
The mugging on the track and field.
I was like,
she
what?
And then she's beating me.
And she sits there crying how it wasn't, I wasn't trying to hit her.
Both
really?
What? You swung a baton at her head.
You reach him back to do it. I was like, wow.
Back into the right.
Jeez, if I knew I could do that in school to win in a race.
Wow. Yeah, even I could win a race that way.
Just trip everybody.
And I've only got one good hip, and even that's not, that's, you know, questionable. But holy cow, I saw that yesterday. I was like, really?
I saw it a few days ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's currently 4 or 5 days behind.
Yeah, usually that's how my
usually
life
I'm
is.
Pretty late, too. I didn't know when it was up, but...
I just saw it.
I think it was Anthony Cumia. Like, I was on his podcast. He brought it up. I was like, well, when I get home, because I heard it in the truck. I got home, and I went. I had to go look it up.
Did you ever see the Hodgkin twins? The two black guys? The twins? They're the ones that I saw that were doing it. So they were hilarious with it. So that's why I was, you know.
I'm trying to think. The name sounds familiar.
I know you know him if you saw him. I'll bring him up and
the
just.
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was hilarious. They were just hilarious with it because they were just friggin' laughing about the whole thing and going, who is she kidding? You know, she's sitting there crying. And
well, yeah, when you get caught and, you know, beating the crap out of your opponent, you're going to cry a little bit, probably. It was just one, probably a momentary slip of the, she's beating me.
The two guys on either side.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. I seen their
assault and battery.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I mean, I just sat and I laughed. I was like, yeah, whatever. And of course, you know, those guys are hilarious about it. So anyway, that's all that's in the news. You know, that's all that's fit to
print. Oh, no, that's not all that's in the news.
Well, that's all I'm going to talk about.
It's what's trending.
It is what's trending. You know what's trending? We're trending.
Yeah, right.
We, Hammer Lane Legends, we're trending. We're going to be trending. Where? Well, maybe. You know, probably not.
Hammer Lane what?
Yeah, exactly. But
I'm not watching a show about carpentry. Not that kind of hammer.
Nope. That's all right, though. I know it was a nice night driving up. I got all the way up to freaking Massachusetts last night, this morning. And then it rained all the way back. I was like, well.
Yeah. Well, last night I got off of work at a decent. Well, not. I got off a little late. But I was like, you know what? My car's been dirty all week. I ran over to the car wash, got the U-hose it. I went home. I wiped it all down.
You U-hose it?
Yeah, you hose yourself.
Oh, you hose a car wash.
I went and hosed it.
Take it to work and just put a fine in front. Hose my car, please.
No, the self-serve car wash.
Is that like the you store it, you hose it?
You hose it.
Something really perverted popped around. I'm draw the line.
Right?
I'm going to stop.
I'm with you.
Yeah, like I spent, you know, it takes you what? Couple of minutes to wash the car at the car wash. You come home, I wipe it all down. I even put armor all on the wheels. I got new wheel covers, so I put them on to make it look all nice and everything.
Wow.
I get up this morning, fucking rain.
It rained.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me!
Now it's all spotted.
I did the mistake. I looked at the weather and they said they didn't want rain until early until next week. Yeah. I said, well, at least I'll have a clean car for the weekend.
Right.
Well, I got news for you, sweetheart. It's gonna rain tomorrow. All day.
I know.
More fun
because I looked at the weather like 2 days ago, and of course it changes 20 times.
You should have gone out and you should have moved out to California before they had the drought. You could have washed your car once and it would have rained and it'd have been fine.
Or it could have burnt down.
The Palisades wouldn't have burnt down.
I could have saved it.
You could have. You could have been the hero.
Or I could have used the last drop of water.
Or you could have done that. Because, you know, why fill a reservoir?
Don't
you know,
need that.
Being serviced.
I'm really cynical. I'm a very cynical person. I found that I'm more cynical now than I've ever been in my life.
I'm finally rubbing off on you, huh?
Yeah, you are. That's what I have thought about that many, many times. How long have I been doing this show with Shipper? 2 years. How long have I been this cynical?
He used to skip into the studio. Hi, everybody. And
very,
there he comes
I was
in.
Very happy, man. I was very,
F this place. F you. F everything. Freak.
I don't want to be here. But I don't care anymore. It's like, yeah, you know what? You voted for it.
And they keep voting.
And they
for
keep
that.
Voting. And that's why it's like, I know there are people out there who don't vote for it. But then I look at it, I'm like, well, I mean.
Would you buy a used Tesla?
Yes.
Would you?
Well, that depends. There's some factors like buying any used car. How many miles are on it? How was the battery taken care of? And you can do all that stuff. But absolutely.
I just figure it's a good time.
Are you thinking about a ship?
Good time to suck one up for my wife. You know, she goes 3 miles every 4 years.
Well, that car will last.
It will last for a while.
For
one charge.
Yeah. Charge it up in 2025. Charge it again in 2029.
Dude,
yeah, there you go.
2 years to put 3,000 miles on the car.
That's about what my
change.
Wife. That's wow. About what my wife does. I change her oil every year, not because of mileage, just because
it's
a year.
It needs to get done. It's been a year.
I think last year she only did. I don't even think she did 3,000 miles.
Wow.
When we got inspected, because I don't have to pay for emissions. on her car, because if you go less than 5,000, you don't have to do it.
Michelle never winds up.
Has to be done, but they get an exemption sticker.
Yeah, I got an exemption sticker, so I'm not paying the full.
Right.
I will never
full
get
nut
that.
On it is, but
exemption.
I don't pay for emissions on any cars now.
Apparently you don't.
My car doesn't have any emissions.
No, it does not.
Unless I'm farting in it. There's no emissions. And
then you can make it sound like there's emissions.
It does, Elon. I can make the car fart.
Yeah, I think that's kind of funny. I think it's hilarious.
It is.
It's a sense of humor.
I can even set it up in the thing there. When somebody climbs in and sits down in the seat, the fart sound comes from underneath their seat.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Childish. It's fun.
It's freaking funny. I would do that. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
My wife plays with a lot of that stuff. It's like, I went in, I first got the car. I play with all these little things. Like, yeah, it's fun. I'll never think about it again. Because it has a light show on it, too. If it's like light out.
Yeah.
And it has like on my car, it can't open the doors or anything. But on some, like the Model X,
the
big expensive Tesla with the gullwing door, with the falcon wing doors, it goes through this whole, it plays
this. Falcon wing different from gullwing? I'm just curious. I'm asking. I mean, in a serious way. I'm
they
not
design,
like a jerk.
Well, the gull wing, the whole door comes up.
Okay.
So it's like, I guess the seagull, the whole wing is where a falcon can kind of fold its wings in. And if you look at the Tesla Model, they did it. They go up, but they don't flop out until they're high enough so it doesn't hit the car next to you. So, you know, like the minivans have the sliding doors so kids don't fling their doors open. It's easier to load in and out.
Yeah.
Well, that was the same premise there. They want the doors to lift up and not go out so you can park real close. So
that's
neat. But with that, when the lights show, it had the doors open up, the front doors open up, the windows go up and down. It's playing a symphony thing. The lights are going off.
Wow.
And it's something neat, but it's like, I hope
it's useless,
they didn't,
but
it's fun for like kids the first couple times. And it's like, you could put your own like song in it. Somebody did it, The Office, the TV show, The Office.
Yeah.
They did that theme and their Tesla was blinking the lights and everything.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that. It's a lot of fun stuff that is neat the first time, but it's just save the money. Yeah, you know, I wish I could save some money and take that crap out.
Does it cost anything extra?
No, it comes with the car.
I mean, like, it's just
it comes with the car. You know, it's all
it's fun.
It is. I mean, but now that like he was saying about used Teslas, everyone out, especially the liberals, are I'm selling my Tesla. I'm like, okay, you're just flooding the market with them. Now's a great time to buy a lightly used Tesla, you know,
because the prices are going to come down.
Huge depreciation hit because of that. But
madden,
Tesla lost over almost half of its value because of the Elon. They went from over a $1.5 trillion.
Yeah,
was their evaluation. Now they're at like $700 billion. They lost half in the last couple months, and Elon lost, I don't know. He's still the richest guy in the world, but I think his fortune was always a couple like 40%. You know, which
he's like a 290 something or something. 290 some billion.
I don't know. It's more money that he can ever spend, so he doesn't care. But it's not looking. If something does it, that's why they had
14.
That's why they opened up the Tesla dealership on the White House lawn. I think Trump threw him a bone because you never saw that from any president before.
No.
They never endorse product.
Like,
I mean, you'll see a president go to a company and do a speech at a company, like a union company or something.
Yeah.
But they put all the Teslas on the lawn and Trump says he's going to buy one. Hannity says he's going to buy one now. And I hate that Hannity is a big one because my wife watches Hannity every night.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can't wait to get my car that can drive itself. I was like, oh, dude, just stop saying it. It doesn't drive itself. Come on, knock it off. It doesn't.
I'm not a Hannity fan.
I'm not a
Hannity. You didn't hear me say that.
I'm not a Hannity fan either.
I'm not.
But my wife watches America. It's like, well, he's on our side. I was like, a little too much. Yeah. He's up.
He's shrill.
Well, that's one word. But
he's
too far. He's gone
he's
a little
annoying. He's annoying to me. And I'm the most conservative person I know. I'm very conservative.
Yeah, he goes too much. He goes too much.
Yeah.
Over the line. There's
got
to be. Yeah, you like you watch MSNBC and all that stuff. It's like, oh,
yeah, I can't go that far either.
Yeah, it's like you can't go on that.
I'm like,
there's like doesn't seem to be anybody.
And you know who I like I just think because he's hilarious, Jesse Waters. He's just hilarious.
Gutfeld is good too.
Gutfeld is good too. Yeah, but he's red eye now. It's Gutfeld.
Yeah, he's more comedy than
it is.
He throws comedy in with the,
which is why I like Jesse Waters because it's kind of like okay, you've got some stories here, but he does it in a funny way. It's like it's not intriguing. It's just inviting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's, he doesn't take himself too seriously, and I like that. you know, because everybody's so freaking serious about all this crap right now. It's like, oh, just shut up. You know, who cares? I mean,
that's what I say.
At some point, you're going to die. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, it comes quicker.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's sooner than later. Right.
Right.
I know. Right. I just don't.
Just waiting for death or retirement, whichever takes me first.
Yeah, it's like I said to Shipper, right? I've taken care of everything. If death comes first, Michelle's got, she's fine. She'll be taken care of. I'm happy.
People say I forget who it was. One of the comedians that said that death or retirement. Actually, I'm hoping for death, less paperwork.
Yeah, it really is. I don't have to worry about anything.
Retirement,
anymore.
I got to fill out form after form after form. And...
No, I don't want to have to worry about any of this crap.
But you don't know, you
and
care about
tax me for taking my 401k money? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with that 59 and a half, you're allowed to take it, right?
Yeah, but they still charge you tax on it because.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Unless you did the Roth IRA.
I did. I kind of have a nice happy mix there.
Yeah, I didn't do the happy mix. I just did it all. So I didn't, you know, I was an idiot, you know. And now it's too late to worry. Well, I got like 10 years.
I got to thank my wife for that. I was like, when we were first got together, I didn't think of nothing about retirement or anything like that.
I heard that.
No, you got to start. You got to start. I'm glad I did. Now I'm doing all right. But yeah, I would have probably been in my 30s or late 30s before I even thought about retirement.
Right. Yeah. I started at Pitt, you know, I started it and I've been doing it since. And yes. It's like I said, you know, they tell you, I mean, this is the last thing I had heard when I talked to, I forget who it was. I think it was Keith Warmbine. You know, it's supposed to double every 7 years. Oh, I got 10 years left. If it doubles one more time. I mean, I don't even know if it's true that it does that or not. That's just what I was, I remember somebody telling me, and I want to say it was him, but I don't know. Like, I'm not for sure.
If that's true, man, my wife will be sitting pretty, her new husband, after I'm dead, because it's not going
to. That's what I said. I'm like,
I got, Yeah, 16 more years till I can officially retire. It'll probably be earlier than that anyway, but. I can officially retire.
How old are you?
51.
Oh, yeah, 16 years.
So 16 and a half, if you want to get all technical.
Very true. I got 10. This year is 10 years.
Look at that.
Shipper's got like, you know, three.
4 months.
4 months.
Physical's coming up. You never know.
Yeah. I just had mine today, so I'm good for another year.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. That's like one of those things that, like, you know, I don't want to die right away. Like I'd like to make it to retirement just so I can take everything off of my license and say I'm done. Cause I don't care when I retire. That's it.
Oh, it seems like so much paperwork then.
I don't even care. I'm just going to let it lapse.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not going to re-up anything. I'm not going to redo my physical. They're going to send me a letter and says that if you don't do this, plan.
Isn't that a pain in the ass?
It is. And I get like three or four of them. Yeah, it's like, holy crap.
You get your first threatening letter six months out. And then you get another one 3 months out saying, we're going to take your CDL if you don't get a physical.
Yep.
And then I just got one the other day because I'm like 2 weeks out.
You open it up. You're right. Take it. And put it back in the envelope and write. And turn to sender.
Like, waste that is.
It is. It's like, what are you freaking doing?
I know I have to get a physical.
Yep.
It's on my, it's, I know what I'm doing. If you're dumb enough to let your stuff run out, then that's on you.
You don't
need to send me six threatening letters.
Send me one. Those people are the ones, they never sent me anything.
That's still on them. Take care of your crap. You know, it's worth it.
This year, the driver's license is due, the physical. It's like, and then, you know, if you have any kind of ailment, you're at that physical, you know, you have a 1 year card,
yep,
which is technically probably an 11 month card because you don't want to wait until the last minute. To go.
Yeah.
I did that.
I sit there on a Saturday morning. Can we get this done? Because I got to get the DMV and I got a podcast. I'm doing
it. How'd that work out for you?
I got a busy day. I hate that. That's why I can't wait till it's over. You know, I get it. I love, you know, I was almost going to say I love what I do. I don't.
I tolerate what I
do. Tolerate what I gotta do. I
the money's good.
You were leaving last night.
There are nights, every night. I feel like that every night. And there are nights where I say, I can't wait.
Yeah, I go into Harrisburg. Yep, Merkel's leaving. He's done.
He's out.
He's at it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
having Cranky Pants is wide open.
Yep. It just drives me crazy. It's so frustrating. There are nights where you just come in and you're only walk, you're going through the motions. And that's most days.
Well, it's like that during the day. During
I'm
what
sure
I did,
it is.
The same thing.
Totally understand it.
Twice this week, a Wednesday morning, they give me a trailer with no inspection sticker on it.
Nice.
I have to swing that load. Yeah, you did. The audience did not. I'm sharing.
He's opening up.
No inspection sticker. They had to swing the load. Then the next day, I get one. The ABS light.
It's easier slamming a sticker on it.
Well, the shop isn't there when I'm there in the morning. I can't
do that. You should start later.
Hang around till 6 o'clock. Yeah, they'll be happy to see you.
I'm not doing that.
They're very nice over there.
Then they gave me a trailer where the ABS light is on, like most of our trailers.
Yep.
And of course,
if it's got an ABS light, it's on.
And what happens that morning? I get pulled in the Danbury scale house. I get inspected.
That's when you get a violation for that. When you realize that the ABS light is on.
Well, I joked about before, taking a screwdriver, just popping that light out and snip, pushing it back in, and you're happy. But he noticed it on my dashboard. Because when I did the pump down test for the brakes, he was standing right on the slab test.
Does anybody still call it the slab test?
I call it the pump down test.
All right.
Slab test?
Static leak alarm buttons. Slab.
Oh, no. Just pump it down until the buzzer comes on.
Until the buzzer comes on. Right. Alarm.
Yeah.
Then you keep pumping until the buttons pop.
I don't like the slap test. That sounds so violent.
It is very violent. It's very
slap me.
You know.
But no, I was like, he knows on the dashboard.
Of course he did.
And I was like, and then he like leans, he's holding my grab bar, leans back. He's like, oh yeah, your ABS light's on. I'm like, thank you for noticing.
Thank you, Mr. Officer.
ABS tape up there.
I think you would have noticed that.
What do they do with that?
It's a violation. It's not an out of service or anything.
But it's a CSA point.
It just probably for the company and probably for me too.
Yeah.
But because
that's why it doesn't pay to work.
I don't know why we can't have somebody just go around. I know the yard jockey's very busy.
100%. They work at Pitt, Ohio. I know they're busy.
Plug in. I know it's got an electrical plug. I know you don't use it, but plug in. Make sure. Just do a quick walk around for any trailer that's going out before 6 a.m.
Don't you think? Just spitballing here. We've got 5 mechanics. They have a truck. Somebody could just drive around the yard and plug them in. I mean, we have how many terminals?
Well, they were doing that for a while, like on weekends and stuff. But, okay, that's on the weekend. So Monday morning, everything's ready to go.
Right.
What about the rest of the week? And you don't open till 5:30, and then until you get the shop up and going, it's 6
o'clock. I'm just spitballing. It's like, they could do it.
Well, then we're going to have to, and if I push, I know it's going to, why don't we just have you start later? I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll take my
chances.
I don't
even know if I want to go back to, if I have to go back and do the second one, I think I'm going to probably go back tonight because I can't.
You don't want
to
come back tonight. It's terrible.
I'm working five to 8 hours less doing a week, doing
the daytime,
the first shift, the first Ross, than I did the second one.
Wow.
I was bumping up against 60 hours a lot on that doing the second one.
I'm bumping up against 60 hours a lot now.
Well, yeah, but you're actually, if you're doing longer runs.
Yeah. Against 60.
Yep, I'm bumping uglies is what I'm bumping. I don't like the clock. I hated it. That's the thing
what?
I hate, the clock.
Oh, the clock. Yeah, clock. I was like, if you're talking about bumping uglies.
Yeah, I'm talking the clock.
Sorry, didn't clean my ears this morning.
I hate it. I do. I find it so frustrating. That's why I was saying this, our earlier interview. You know, that's the thing I hate the most about this industry is that the federal government says I can work 14 hours a day and everybody expects you to.
But don't worry, pretty soon.
I don't want to work 14
hours. No tax on overtime, so we're going to pay by the hour again.
Well, that would be nice. there's got to be a way to figure that in for us. But
pay us by the hour. That's the easiest way to.
That is the easiest way. Right. And sometimes
no following distance videos.
Hell no.
Videos.
Nope.
55 stay alive.
You got that right. Yep. All of a sudden, all their nighttime freight is getting back an hour and a half to 2 hours later. What happened?
Out of hyperspace.
It is now 2 hours to Harrisburg.
It literally does become ludicrous speed. I can't believe you're going that slow. It ain't easy.
Yeah. I shouldn't say I loved. When I ran the city, came to nights, I came over right when they
went to mileage.
I was the first, because you guys were given a choice. Cause you were already,
and I held on to my hourly for a little while.
I did. And I was like, and after a while, I was like, all right, this is great until wintertime hits. Then it ain't so great. But for the most part, throughout the year, you average it out.
You do.
We usually do better.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the waiting around. And I'd rather make less money. But while I'm there, I'm getting paid for the time I'm there.
That's the thing that frustrates me.
Now, I know not everybody's going to feel that way, but especially working there. And maybe I wouldn't have felt that way working at night all the time, but during the day.
Oh, I feel that way working at night.
I just.
Only because it makes everybody honest.
Yeah.
Because they can ignore you for hours.
Okay, it makes the company more honest.
That's what I mean.
They're worried about the drivers being less honest. Oh, I have to make my time. So they pull over, you know, at the because they used to.
That's what they used to do.
They pull over.
When we laid out.
Yeah, to get extra time.
Yeah.
Because you're getting paid by the hour.
Yeah, they gave you like, I don't know, 8 hours or something like that to, from Allentown to Cleveland.
2 miles from Cleveland, pull over on the side of the road. Pull
every wide spot on the freaking turnpike.
Yeah. Is that a
back in the day?
You remember, right, Shep?
Yeah, you know, if you needed to find a Pit Ohio truck, you just
look at any wide spot.
Oh, look, they put a new Pit Ohio terminal in. Yeah. Nope, they're just not parked.
Just taking a nap.
No shit.
That is true. Which is why they went to mileage. But in going to mileage, they decided we're just gonna. And I get it. You know, no one way is going to be perfect. I get that. But man, there's nothing more irritating than going out and sitting someplace for an hour and a half or 2 hours and you're not getting paid for that time. And they'll go to you, well, if you work the dock, you can, you know, but they don't want me in there working the dock. There's nothing for me to do.
I'm out in Washington already. I've already just, well, I'll sweep the trailers. Okay. So I went around the entire, I was waiting hours for some special freight.
It's ridiculous.
I swept every trailer against the dock. And I walked up to the dock guy, the supervisor out there, and goes, okay, now what? And he goes, want to sweep the trailers again? Okay. Walked back, swept clean trailers.
Right.
I was like, I'm getting paid because I was so pissed off that I was going to have to wait, it was like 4 hours or something. They wanted me to sit there and wait.
Wow.
And that goes back to what you said. Just because I can work 14 effing hours, I don't want to.
Doesn't mean you want to.
Yeah. You
know, 100%.
It's like 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock sometimes. You're leaving Washington.
Yep.
I got 5 hour drive ahead of me. And then you're where, you got to get proper rest and stuff.
Yep.
Well, I'm going home. I don't even have 10 hours until I come back in again the next night. You know, you're not going home right to bed.
No.
You know, unless I live at the terminal, I'm not getting 10 hours off.
Yep.
You're driving and like you.
I got an hour ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I had to buy a self-driving Tesla. Just
I guess take a nap on my way home.
Drive on. Take a nap on it.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I think my Hyundai is self-driving. You know, go for it.
Just wait to hear the
cruise control. Yep.
Just keep it here slightly to the left. And drive the wall.
All you got to do is go to a boating place and put those bumpers that they have for the dock.
Exactly.
Either front of the car. Boom. Jersey wall. Guardrail. Boom. I guess go back and forth.
I agree with him. I'm so tired of hearing people tell me you need to get enough exercise and you need to get enough rest. Stop saying it because you don't mean it. That's just how I feel about it. Because if you did, you wouldn't be keeping me out here this long. There's no reason to. There's no reason why Allentown can get all of their freight done and get it out to Pitt and get out to Washington. And I get out there and there's terminals coming in from the west that I'm going to stand around and wait for an hour and a half or 2 hours.
That are closer than what we are.
They are closer than we are. And they couldn't get their freaking... I'm sorry. Allentown, we're the busiest terminal in the system. That's what we're told. I know. I'm probably saying more than I should say.
I was told in 1997 we were going to get a new terminal.
We almost
still
have one.
Still waiting.
we almost have half of one.
The power's turned on.
It is. I did notice. I did see the lights were lit. And it is pretty.
It is,
you know, it does look nice. It did a good job so far.
Yeah, I'm sure
we'll have to rip up. Yeah, we'll have to rip out half the building. Nope, the doors are all crooked. We got to tear it down.
Ripping down lights. but what are you gonna do?
The amount of money we spent on that new terminal already, we probably could have built two terminals.
Yeah.
Because we build it, tear it down, let's build it again.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Dope.
Well, where are they putting the rest of the new build? Is that going to be out in the front yard?
I thought the office was going to be out in the front, and then the dock was going to get merged to it afterwards.
They're going to merge that final phase. They're going to merge
gonna build
them?
To it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because they can't have the office.
Can't be an independent building?
Well, no, they didn't want it to be. You know, that way you can get right on the tram car and run the tram car down to the 80 doors and turn around and come back the other side.
We're going to have a tram?
We're going to have a high-speed rail?
Oh, it's not going to be high-speed.
Are we going to spend a couple billion
tram
dollars?
Tram car.
Like
that's
California?
Where your exercise is going to come in. It's going to be a pedal train.
Yeah.
I got to go at door 40.
There's lots of them. What's a tram car? Is that where they're going to move the freight on the dock?
Did you say trans car? That's a car that's confused. Is it automatic or is it stick? I don't know.
It's both.
It's got a blown tranny in her.
Tranny.
They're really going to connect the two buildings.
It's going to be. That's the plan. It was all going to be one. I thought it was all going to be one.
I know the office is going up. It's not going to be on a lower level. Like the dock is going to come out. And it's going to be like in Wessex, where the office is
up above it.
Up above, it's going to be, that's what they say.
They're going to look down on us.
They already do.
They do now.
You know.
They just are literally going to be able
to looking down.
This way they can get their manifest to you quicker because the just drop it. Just drops right down.
Or they'll just throw it. Make an airplane and throw it.
Do they still use them in Harrisburg, suck tubes?
That's the only way you get your fucking manifest.
Well, he was off mic for that one.
Yeah,
well, AI won't pick that one up.
Yeah. All of a sudden, his big boy voice comes out.
Believe me, I waited 52 minutes there last night.
Oh my god,
52 minutes!
Because you thought Allentown's
paperwork.
You thought Allentown's dock sucked. There's a whole new meaning to the word "suck"
for paper. That's
we've been doing this stuff. Fiddle has been around since '79. You figure we. Figure it out. But I guess as long as we keep making money.
It's a new day every day.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Yep, there you go. Michael Bublé.
Mike Bublé.
And I'm feeling good.
What?
Not really. I'm feeling tired. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah, I'm just tired.
Did you sleep yet today?
No.
Oh, yes.
I didn't have time. I got home here. It was 8.
He's just 30? Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I am. Just ask Shipper. You heard?
I hear it.
Yeah, well, you know, because you only get a chance to see me a couple of times. You know.
By 9:20.
9:20?
That's usually when I ring his phone.
If it's later, you know, then he got out late.
He's all whiny, cranky
pants. What was her name? Anita Ward? You can ring my bell?
You can ring my wife's going to love it. I know that song.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you can ring my
sir.
Bell.
You got it. I think it's Anita Ward, right?
I think
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Anita.
Well, you know, me and Gloria Gaynor, we did survive, so. Yep.
Well, how many are you going to string together before?
I don't know. I'm trying. I'm thinking. My tired brain is going, what else can we do? I don't know. That's just the way it is, Bruce Hornsby. I don't know what to tell you, bro. But I can tell you this thing. I can feel it coming in the night there, Phil Collins.
Ew.
Because he really likes you.
Gross.
It's something evil.
He don't care anymore.
It's something evil. Don't be so.
It's pretty evil. That's it gross. Is evil.
Well, I don't know. You know.
Icky.
Ask.
I'm trying.
Oh, well, you know what? On that note,
goodbye.
Yeah,
thanks for listening.
We should probably call it a show.
I'd like to apologize for the last hour-ish. We
hour
don't know what the hell we were doing. Well, hour and a half.
Yeah, it is. I know.
Of nonsense.
Right? I just looked at it. Yeah, the last time I looked at it was 55 minutes. Like, all right, a couple more minutes. Yeah, I think we'll get a full hour.
It needs to flash
it.
Up on the screen before people watch the show. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
But listen anyway. You can just like it
just
and leave
through it.
Just right. Like it and leave it just so we get credit.
Yeah. Put it on triple speed, you know, or just slide your finger with the thing, you know,
or if you just plain feel sorry for us, just like
and
it.
Listen. Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Don't comment on this one. Like and subscribe. Just don't comment on this.
A lot of comments are going to be, what hell did I just listen to? He's singing Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor and Anita
Gaynor.
All right, we got to wrap this
Gaynor,
up.
Yep.
Mala needs me.
Mala? Who's Mala? Oh, John Malva. We interviewed John Malva. We talked to him. He's a vice president in charge of drayage or something like that.
Not Mike.
Drayage.
That's D-R-E.
Stop talking about my containers.
On that note, we hope you enjoyed the show because, you know,
goodbye.
You probably won't. But
I'd say share the show, but maybe not this one.
Goodbye.
Share it as often as you can.
Keep hammer down and hammer left.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, man. All that.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.